Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
We may have heard of those things already, but have we been told of this yet?
But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent.
It is critically important to regard the wings of a great eagle as USA. Followers of Jesus, Satan is not only waging war against you, he is destroying USA. The wings of a great eagle, who is now for and with Israel. Once Satan is finished with USA, it is time for him to work on Israel. So be sober, be vigilant, and abounding in the work of the Lord. Pray for America. Love one another. Pray for one another. Stay strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Who knows, by staying strong in the Lord as a nation, and as the appointed wings of a great eagle for Israel, we can delay the start of the prophecy in Revelation 13. God is blessing America, but for a time and for a purpose.